The story of the murder of Holly Cassano in 2009, Dan?
Yes.
And this is a woman who was at her home in Mahomet. It was the it was a park, correct?
Yes, it was the trailer park there on the east side of Urbana-Candlewood.
She's watching TV. The next thing anyone knows is that she's stabbed over 50 times in a brutal murder, in a brutal sex assault, and still, with all the evidence, with all the blood from two people, we have the murderer and the victim, there's blood everywhere, so there's no lack of evidence there. Is this nobody's come from? And usually people say stuff and you guys are able to get leads.
That's true. This is a very unusual case. You know, it's quite typical that, you know, obviously the first people you look at are friends, acquaintances, and relatives, and those folks have all been very cooperative with us. We've done over 100 DNA swabs, and all of them have come back negative. It is unusual. I'll say that there is a fair amount of the suspect's blood. We do believe that he was cut in one or more places, most likely on his hand or his arm or both. There's a good chance he needed some medical care or at least had it bandaged up for a while and would have to give an excuse as to why he cut himself.
Well, he has a scar.
Well, you would certainly think so with as much blood as we found.
All right, so could be, would it be palms of the hand, tops of the hand, any ideas at all? I don't know how you guys figure anything out, but do you know that?
We don't know for sure. It is simply a guessing and probabilities on our part to say that it may very well be the hand area because his hand may have slipped on the knife. A lot of what I'm saying is just simply probabilities. We won't know for sure till it's all over.
All right, and any indication the person was from here, any idea of people seeing somebody come and go, nothing like that?
No, we don't have any unfollowed up on leads, if you will, of strange people in the neighborhood or strange behavior. That's one of the reasons we want to get this back before the public, just to have people rethink everything they can. And any ideas, you know, no matter how small the tip might be, as I've said many times, we would rather follow up on 20 things that lead us nowhere than to miss the one that gets us where we need to be.
And sometimes that's all it takes, correct?
That is correct, especially in this case, because we do have a lot of evidence. Once we get a suspect, we can hopefully start tying all the knots together on this. The other unusual thing about this, you know, there's a large DNA bank through the state of Illinois and in other states of felons, of sex offenders, things like that. And this is still coming back negative on all of that.
So you've been into the prisons and jails around, I guess?
Well, we don't have to go into them. These databases are maintained.
Wow.
For example, once you're a convicted felon in Illinois, you must submit your DNA sample.
And there's nothing, no matches.
And there's no matches.
What about Indiana?
It's a nationwide system.
Unbelievable.
Actually.
That's amazing tools you guys have these days to help you expedite. But still, it leads to a dead end. So you're looking for anything at all regarding the murder of Holly Cassano in Mahomet a year ago. Looking for any tips, any thoughts at all. You've chased everything you have. And how does the decision come down from the sheriff's department and other law enforcement to say, we got to go back to the public? What kind of discussions, what goes into the thought process? Because this is painful for the family and friends.
It is. And Holly's mom, Tony, has been very supportive. We talk with her. Dave, Investigator Sherrick talks with her on a daily basis. She was with us yesterday as we met with some of the members of the press. A lot goes into it. One of the big things we had to decide is what do we have to gain versus how much do we give out? Luckily, on this case, you know, there's enough DNA and other evidence. If Joe, the mentally unstable person, comes in and says, "Well, I did it," and reads me everything he saw in the newspaper, so my goodness, he knows all the details. We still have the DNA so we can figure out whether or not he really did or whether he's just one of these people that likes the attention.
Well, and a lot of times in cases like this, there's somebody bragging about something, and who knows if they were on drugs or they have a drug dealer or what have you. But it's, I tell you what, God bless you for doing the work, because I don't know how anybody does this type of work.
You know, Stevie, there is one thing I'd like to throw out there if I can. And again, this is all probabilities. We don't know for sure. But there is a fairly good chance this is somebody who saw Holly either at the trailer park or at her work, which was Myers and Champagne, perhaps became infatuated with her, not necessarily a close friend of her, but somebody who perhaps was even stalking her or following her. We do believe that the person entered very stealthily. They didn't kick in the door. It was not a real forced entry. They basically snuck in, and like I said, we think it may have been somebody who was keeping an eye on her for a while. Wow. As I say, maybe infatuated, wanted to date her. Maybe she turned him down. But again, not a close friend, because we're not getting the names from all of our normal friends and associates.
Sheriff Dan Walsh, another minute here on the Holly Cassano murder case that is unsolved here in Champaign County. Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh here on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. So you put the information out there. You hope you get a lead. What do people do if they have anything?
If they have any information, again, no matter how small, they can call Crime Stoppers, which is 373-TIPS, or they can call our office, which is 384-1213, 384-1213. And again, we don't care how small. We're going to be polite and tactful when we first approach somebody, so don't feel like, well, if I say Johnny Sue was acting strange that day, you know, we're not going to go out and throw Johnny Sue up against the car. We're going to start tactfully.
And people sometimes don't want to get involved at all. Can they do this anonymously?
Yes, this can be done anonymously through TIPS. That's the whole system behind TIPS. If you want to stay anonymous, you can.
Mm. And do profiles of killers like this, do they stay in an area or do they flee?
This is one that could go either way. The profilers have suspicioned, if you will, that this person is likely to do it again just because of their psychological makeup. And certainly they got extremely brutal, so they don't hesitate to use force. So their educated opinion is this may happen again somewhere, whether it'll happen here or elsewhere, we don't know. We just don't know.
And no idea of makeups, Caucasian, anything at all? Nothing?
No. Again, an educated opinion is that it'll be a younger person, maybe even a teenager, as opposed to an older person just because of the violence involved. But no, we can't give you an approximate age. We want people to keep their eyes and their thoughts open, anything from a teenager all the way to an older male.
Well, I tell you, if you see anybody with scars on their hands or arm, certainly it doesn't mean anything, but what you said, the guy cut himself. So there certainly could be at least something to look at there.
Right, and this happened around Halloween of 2009, so if somebody happens to remember an individual from that area or would have contact with Myers or her with a cut or cuts at that time, that's what we're looking to find out.
Sheriff Dan Walsh, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve. See you later.
You bet. 373-TIPS, 373-TIPS, if you know anything about the Holly Cassano murder that is unsolved. Scary, terrible, unbelievable.